Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It is the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition, heading into the third hour. It is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
We, in the last hour, we were talking about this, I guess a conversation about a T-shirt that had a sexist statement on it.
So much more than a T-shirt.
You brought us into a conversation sort of about political correctness and how one controls people with language. The T-shirt said, "I'm too pretty to do homework, so my brother has to do it for me." It was sold by JCPenney's. They pulled it off their shelves. I'm sure they didn't even think about this, but it was intended for girls 7 to 16. And, you know, it created a bit of an uproar. And I just wonder how much do we attempt to control everyone through language? And if you can try to imagine, for me, I can imagine this, pucker-faced, unhappy woman telling me every time I, speak a sentence, no, you can't say this word, you have to say that word, and this word and that word. And this is kind of how political correctness goes. Now, at the same time, there's a lot to be said for political correctness. People will use the term that says, I ought to be able to call black people colored because, darn it, they got the NAACP. They call themselves colored. What's the big deal about coming and calling somebody colored? Well, it's not like I'm calling them Negroes. So there's a place for being gentle with people's feelings. There's also a point where one is controlling somebody else by making them speak in the way that you wish them to. Wouldn't you agree, Stephanie?
I don't think anyone can make someone speak in a certain way.
They can use social pressure. They use a great deal of pressure, the third grade teacher telling you how you've got to do it.
You don't have a choice about whether to go to third grade.
No, it's gay prison. I'm talking about the experience of a person being like the third grade teacher. Actually, I had a really great third grade teacher. Miss DeBoer.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz.
That's right. And you must call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, or you have harmed my feelings. You're destroying my self-value, and you're speaking down to all Big Daddy Rhino Schwantzes all over. And I looked up on YouTube what a Rhino Schwantz might look like, and there is it is an impressive video on YouTube.
Yes, it's an amazing organ. Anyway, okay. So if I had a friend or a significant other, let's say, who every time they talk to me. Okay, here's an example from my own life. My name is Stephanie, and sometimes people will call me Steph. And I just don't like to be called Steph. I prefer Stephanie. Because to me, it's always kind of seemed like I've experienced it in a lot of situations where it was like a false intimacy, like where, for instance, like a car salesman would call me Steph after first just meeting me.
Sure.
When I introduced myself
to be familiar.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wasn't really keen on that, so I prefer to be called Stephanie, and sometimes someone will call me Steph. Now, if they call me Steph, I usually, if they do it more than once, I'll say I prefer Stephanie, and a lot of times they'll say, oh, well, I didn't know that, that's fine, and then they'll never call me Steph again. And if they do it, if they slip up a couple times, I'm not going to get offended. But if they made no effort, if they didn't care what I wanted to be called, if they wanted to call me, I don't know, random chick or something like that, then I probably wouldn't want to be friends with them because, you know, they're really showing
they don't care what
I want to be called, right?
Right.
And I could imagine being a transgender person, and if somebody constantly, if I said, hey, I prefer to be called she, or I prefer to be called he, or just my name, first name or whatever, and people kept calling me the thing that I didn't want to be called and not really caring what I wanted to be called, I could see how that would be a roadblock to having a close relationship with
them. Right, and I'm dealing with this. A pretty good friend of mine is transitioning from male to female, and she, I'm getting used to using the terms she, and I wonder, you know, like I'm having such trouble. By mean getting used to, I mean I'm failing miserably at. I usually can get the name properly, and I'm not going to use the name.
It's almost like
fair.
A different person. Like when someone transitions, it's almost like they're really not the same person as they were.
Understood. But I have not been able to get the pronouns right. And, familiar terms, I'll, get off the phone with her and say, thanks, brother. You know, and, you know, it's not my intention. Obviously, this is a friend of mine. It's not my intention to be mean to this person. I mean, what a cheap, nasty way to be mean.
Yeah.
You know, you go after one of the most vilified groups, social groups in the world. I mean, that's just a real cheap way to be mean. You may or may not feel certain ways about them from a religious standpoint, but I don't feel those same things that, you know, that religion to me is, I reject it. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do with it. So.
Well, transgender isn't gay. I don't know any religion who really is against transgendered folks. But
some people will say that God created you as a man, you're a man, and that's it. It's their interpretation of it. The Bible doesn't even say something like that.
There's
doesn't really
definitely
address
a lot more
issues.
Violence against transgendered people than there are against a lot of other groups. And, you know, I think that, Mark, if you're really trying to, Big Daddy, if you're trying and making an effort to call people by what they, to address people how they want to be addressed, then I think they also sort of have a responsibility to be gracious towards you if you mess up once in a while, which inevitably people will. You know, sometimes, here's another example. I work in medical field. And there are situations sometimes where I'm not sure if somebody wants to be called Dr. Such and Such or by their first name or by some other name.
Right.
So I just ask, how do you prefer to be addressed?
I've got an additional problem because I am a Quaker, mm-hmm. and our religion sort of stipulates from a traditional standpoint that I just refer to you as your first and last name.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, husbands and wives even did this in the Quaker subgroup at some point.
There's somebody who calls me Stephanie Murphy, and it's pretty funny around here.
Let's go to Big Daddy Horschwanz, calling in from Minnesota.
Yo, Big Daddy Horschwanz, good to hear you again.
thank you, Big Daddy Horschwanz.
Right. Big Daddy Horse sounds suspiciously like the puker.
How dare you suggest I am a caller of other name?
I'm sorry, Big Daddy Horse.
I wanted to say, hey guys, oops, I probably shouldn't have said that, right? Because it's too familiar.
Yeah,
or
you shouldn't say, hey guys. I mean, we're talking, you should say, hey humans.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember back when the hubbub about all the football team's names and the Fighting Cherokee? And
yeah.
The, you know, and then they and then some, and I hate to use these words, but I will because that's what everyone else remembers it by. A bunch of liberals were saying, it's not nice to call these Indians by this name. How would you like it if we called you guys the Fighting Whitey? And then they came out with a T-shirt with the Fighting Whitey. And you know who bought
more
of those T-shirts?
Sounds like the Tidy Whiteys.
Conservatives.
The Fighting Whiteys. Yeah, the people who bought those T-shirts were all the people who liked the Indian names. And said, oh, this is so cool. And they bought tons of them. Because you know why? It's no big deal.
And there actually are the Fighting Whiteys. I mean, you can look at the Vikings, the Crusaders. There's a long list of
right,
the Knights.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here because the name that people were offended by was the Redskins. And I think that in some instances that was historically used as a derogatory term for Native Americans. And so it's kind of hard, I think. But, you know, as a person who may not be a Native American because there aren't very many of them around, frankly, I mean, think about what it would be like to be a Native American, and it's like calling a black football team the N-words, right? It's almost like that.
Well, I don't think it's that bad, because...
Maybe not, but it's along the same vein.
It's a disparaging term, but let's not forget...
What if it really hurt someone to have the name of a team that they like changed when it really helps to make other people feel more comfortable? I just don't...
I think the Redskins are the single biggest, I can see why they're the ones that are most offensive to people. But for instance, lots of people went after things like the Illini in Illinois, the Florida Seminoles, the Florida State Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
The Seminole Indians support the Florida State Seminoles, but other people propose that Florida State not have its little character as a Seminole.
Seminoles actually license their name and make money on it. They're happy to do that.
They're happy to. Big Daddy Horschwanz, please hold the line. We'll bring you back here in a minute. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Single toll-free call in line. Give us your opinion on, well, whatever we've been talking about here. Whatever you want to talk about. You know that smoking's not good for you from a health standpoint. You've probably been thinking about the e-cigarette, seeing people using them and thought about trying them yourself. Check out this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best-made quality e-cigarettes on the market. A lot of them are put together chintzy. They're kind of light, and you can tell that they're not put together in a very good fashion. They're going to break. And when one of these things breaks on you, well, that's inconvenient because you've gotten used to using it. You can imagine it's like not being able to go out and buy your cigarettes. So it's good, important to have a good one. Go to Vaporsmiths.com because a pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month just from the get-go. So you already start being richer, feeling better, smelling better immediately. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with the coupon code FTL. FTL is in Free Talk Live. And since the order is more than $60, about $69.99, you'll get free shipping. So that's free shipping and a free starter kit by going to Vaporsmiths.com. You can do it today. And, you know, there's no better time to start quitting smoking. It's not like this is going to be as difficult as the other quittings you've done. Now you'll have something to supply you the nicotine, just like you have been before. And this is better technology. It's better for you. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. No more going out in the cold or the rain to smoke. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go back to Big Daddy Horse Schwantz. Big Daddy?
Rhino, I'm here, or shall I say Manwich? I can't decide better. Stephanie, got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think it's more insulting to call a woman a girl or to call a man a boy? I mean, of course, without any sort of, you know, insult in the tone of voice or just in passing conversation, hey, let's call it the boys over there, you know. Let's call it the girls over there. I mean, do you think it's more insulting to refer to a group of women as girls than a group of men as boys?
I have trouble answering that question because it probably depends on who's listening, right, and who perceives it.
I would say that it's more insulting to call men boys than it is women girls.
I don't really know. And I guess, I don't know, Stephanie, I'm just kind of wondering why is this such a big deal? Obviously, you're not girls, just like I'm not a boy, but I have no problem being called a boy. It's like,
well, there is a gender double standard, you know, in society that it's common for adult women to be called girls, and it's not common for adult men to be called boys, right?
But that's a compliment,
not as common.
I think.
Well, I don't know if it's a compliment.
They're being nice. They're saying the girls so that we don't insult their age. You want to err on
the middle-aged women, the middle-aged frumpy women and moo-moos over there.
Yeah, I mean, we want to err on the side of complimenting them on their youthful appearance, even if they're old hags. Hey, girls, how's it going? You know, and boy, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of about nothing here.
I don't know. I mean, you're a man caller, so you know you can. You haven't really experienced this. I kind of agree with you that it sounds like maybe not a big deal when you're looking at that one isolated word, but you can't deny that there is sexism present in language. I mean, look at the default pronoun for many years. This is kind of changing now because they is being accepted as a gender-neutral pronoun, yeah. But it used to be that you would say he. If a person does something, he should do this. You know, it's it was never she. Until very recently. And
this is true, by the way, in animals, too. You generally call, all dogs are dogs, but male dogs are dogs and female dogs are bitches. And this is, you know, so this is, it's interesting, and it depends on how one wishes to look at the language. I mean, one could look at it that women have a special word just for them, but men have to share their word, he, with women. So you can say that, you know, you're special. It's how one chooses to look at the language.
Yeah,
right?
But like look at mankind, you know.
One can say that women have it, have their own special word, womankind, as opposed to men who have to share their word.
But when you're talking about everyone, mankind is supposed to mean everyone, and you never hear womankind. You know, it's just like when you're a woman and you get used to hearing language where women are constantly either ignored, trivialized, or their gender double standards, you know, that kind of can be a little bit bothersome. That's all I'm saying.
I would agree that, you know, the whole mankind, he is a traditional thing that's, you know, going out. But I think it's a different, completely different argument from women being called girls and taking offense at that. And boys being, men being called boys and, you know, taking offense at that. I think it's a sort of a different argument. I mean, a different subject.
Well, you know, I brought this up last week on last week's show, and I brought it up in a way that was really, I don't think I was being a mean feminazi or anything. All I said was, you know, Mark was repeatedly saying girls to mean adult women, and I said, hey, are they really girls? Maybe you could call them women. And I would prefer it. I didn't say, I'm going to quit Free Talk Live if you don't start calling it women right now, mister. You know,
right.
It's I'm not making it a huge deal.
When
I'm just
saying, mister,
well,
it hurts me. You should say Big Daddy Rhinos once.
I've heard this for about 4 weeks, Stephanie. I've heard you bring it up many, many times. It just seems like it, like, let's dig deep. Let's do some pork therapy here now. What is it, Stephanie? Are you feeling, like, not respected by the Liberty community or something? Is that it? Or do you have some childhood issues where you weren't, you know, where you were called a child for too long? Or?
You know, I think you're kind of trying to, I don't know, embarrass me or something like that, and I don't really appreciate that.
Well, I'm trying to be funny.
I'm just telling people what
and this, hold on,
feels
this
more
is
comfortable.
What, for me, is what it all comes down to, is, like, I think humor is such an important aspect of the language, and if we're so careful with our language, you can never be funny. Yes, when you're funny, you're going to stick your foot way the heck down your throat sometimes because you're going to say something that's not appropriate. But at the same time, I think that there needs to be sort of some elasticity in this. I don't know what the right answer is. I'm not claiming to know what the right answer is, but I
all
wonder...
I did was express a preference.
Yep.
That's all I did. And I
it's
didn't
not just this.
End my relationship with
not
you.
Not just this. It's my feeling on political correctness in general, and I'm not pointing at you in this particular instance. This is, you know, I want to talk to you about it because clearly you have an idea that's somewhat different than mine. What can I glean from that? What can I learn? How can I edify myself? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I also need to protect this area in me that's kind of funny and, you know, has spice in the language and variety and things like that. And I don't know what the answer is.
It kind of comes another situation here, and I'm drawing a parallel here, Stephanie. Maybe you can say, oh, yes, I remember, but maybe not. Remember when you said a while ago that there's a guy at Porkfest who said something that was, hey, what are you doing? Where are you staying? Can I stay with you in your tent?
No. He said, well, we'll come back to this, but it was much more threatening than that. It was not just, what are you doing? It was...
I'm going to have to let Big Daddy Horschwanz go here. We've got
other
callers. Oh,
I want to hear what he has
line.
To say.
I've got to go.
Okay.
Got to get to the other people. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Just take a toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And, you know, I've got this this page over at learnliberty.org/FTL where I've been sort of uploading different videos that I think are important and that show the ideas of liberty in a succinct and powerful manner. And I think of all the videos, the most powerful one of them is Professor Anthony Davies illustrating the size of the U.S. federal government's debt and unfunded obligations. It's a minute-long video, and I would love to see everybody listening to the sound of my voice upload this to their YouTube or their Facebook, excuse me, so that people can see it. It's actually on YouTube, up to their Facebook, so that people can see this amazing video. It already has hundreds of thousands of views, but it needs a lot more. Americans really need to see the magnitude of this debt as it exists here in the United States. Go check it out, learnliberty.org/FTL. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right. It's a course for people who want continuing it online, free education in economics, rights, liberty, and philosophy. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. And this is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Let's go to David in New Hampshire. David?
Hello?
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Hello. I was just going to say, I can see Stephanie's point, but I can also see about political correctness. But I was going to say something about Stephanie's point. And it,
yes.
I think, obviously there's a history of women being treated as lesser than. Just as, now, when you were mentioning earlier about the fighting whiteys or whatever they were,
yes,
that's not the same. That's not the same at all, because white people haven't been treated as lesser than.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? So it's not the same.
Well, I think that if you're talking about the Redskins, I think we're talking about the Redskins here and whether or not they should change their name or should have changed their name.
Yeah.
I frankly don't know if the Redskins have changed their name.
Yeah.
And I'm an ethnic conservative. I don't believe anything should ever change from whatever it is that I think is right. You know what my experience is. I don't like new covers of old songs. I mean, I just that way. I don't like change. So I immediately like no. I say to myself, but I think that you know there's a case to be made for the Redskins. It does sound it's certainly a somewhat insulting term. I've heard it used on movies in an insulting way. What's that?
I'd get rid of that name for that team, and if I was king, it'd be gone.
Yeah,
it would have been gone a long time ago.
I can see that particular one. I would want to talk to some people that would call themselves American Indians about that and what they think about it before I made that particular decision, but I can see it on that one. However, that doesn't address the Braves. It doesn't address the Seminoles. It doesn't address the Illini. It doesn't address so many of the other Apaches or whatever it is that people may call their particular school or college or pro team or whatever it is. I don't think that those terms, if those terms are accurate, like Comanche or Braves, are no more bad than Vikings or Crusaders, which are terms that are also used, and nobody has anything to say about those. Redskins, I gotcha. I mean, I can see it.
Yep. Well, I was just pointing that out. I can understand like the boy and the girl. I don't know. I just women have been treated as lesser than, so
sure.
they have. It's more valid of a protest, obviously.
Yeah. Thank you, David. I appreciate that, and I noticed that the person,
thank you, David.
You know, the person who called in the Big Daddy Horse Schwants, you know. Seemed to be really upset about you know certain women wanting to be addressed a certain way, and he's a man. He hasn't experienced what women have experienced, hearing these you know mankind and girls and chicks and babes.
I think that people make assumptions about men, too. There are different assumptions, but one knows what it's like to live in a world where assumptions are made. I mean, you know, I've heard women assume that I am sexually attracted to them because I'm male. You know, that treat me as though I am I'm barely able to control myself in public situations because...
That's not fair either.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
But it doesn't, you know, is all I consider is that person's a prick or whatever. You know, they're not a very nice person. And maybe over time they'll change their mind, and maybe they won't. And I'm not gonna get bent all out of shape about it. I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know. It would take quite a lot for me to say, all right, look, sister, this is how what you're saying is all messed up, and it's not very nice. You know, for me to really hop up on a soapbox and let her have it, I'd probably just draw whatever conclusions I drew in my own mind and keep it to myself. Let's go to Dave in South Bend, Indiana. Dave?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Dave.
Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
I go back to the name issue. I think each individual ought to have, everybody ought to respect that individual for he, she, what. Are we going to get down to where everybody got to say, oh, you're just a human being? You're no longer he, she, it, or what? Like I say, my son was, we named him Mitchell, and he wanted to be called Mitchell. We were offended when people, even his grandmother or aunts and uncles, say Mitch. Well, we were like, hey, it's Mitchell. Respect him for, that's what he wants to be called.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, Charlene, she likes to be called Aunt Charlie. Respect that person for what they want to be called. I'm Dave. Dave, David, I'm okay with either or. Davey, but... Every individual, I guess society doesn't need to get to the point where they're, now we're just going to call everybody human beings. No, he, she, it, but whatever. I mean, it's a pretty sad world we live in when we got to get down to calling each other, I guess I'm...
Well, if I could jump in here, I like the idea of addressing people how they want to be addressed, because it shows that
and I agree with you. I mean, but I even have people ask me, do you go by Dave or David? hey, I'm okay with either one. But if I were to say, hey, I'd like to be called David, and then somebody says, Dave, well, I'd like to be called David. You know, respect me for that.
Yeah,
that's what I'd like to be called. I'm not going to get in somebody's face, hey, that's my name, David, don't call me Dave.
Okay, so, you know, and the other side of this is what I'm trying to discuss here, and I'm not saying that I don't claim to have the answer on this one. My concern is that the language is being stultified by this, by political correctness and people's oversensitivity to names. So if, for instance, I'm talking to you and I call you, hey, Davinator, right? Or the Dave Man, or whatever. I think that, you know, people are trying to create, connections and relationships.
A lot of it might be, too, if I can interrupt, a lot of it might be that's their way of remembering your name,
which
I can understand.
So,
when you tell them, please, I would just soon be called David.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, I mean, you know.
there are different degrees.
I don't have an answer for it either.
No.
There are definitely different degrees.
When I meet somebody, I try to remember their name. And I even asked, do you like to be called Jim or James, Larry or Lawrence? I don't feel there's any right way. But when I am told that, hey, I like to be called Jim, not Jimmy, not James, I like to be addressed as Jim. You know what? I'm going to call that person Jim. I'm not going to shorten it up or hey Jimmy. You know, out of respect for that person.
But I wonder how much the language can be made clumsy by this. I mean, if, for instance, I said I would prefer that you refer to me as Mr. Edge, and I tried to come up with a reductum ad absurdum here by coming up with the Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz thing. And, you know, I just wonder, you know, do I create barriers? Do I make it difficult for people to communicate with me? And what is happening to the language when everybody gets their little piece of how they're going to control how I speak? Dave, David, the Davinator, I really appreciate your call.
What happens to the language? People feel more comfortable.
855-450-3733.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a staple toll-free call-in line. We might be able to slide you in here at the final segment of the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Let's waste no time. Well, actually, I do have to waste a little time. I wouldn't call it waste. Check out, if you want, different ways to support Free Talk Live. There are a couple. They're really awesome. It's shop.freetalklive.com where you can use our links. There's Newegg, Amazon, and you can buy things that you would normally buy already on the internet through Free Talk Live. We get a little percentage. Your price stays the same. You get the great service. You same great products. And the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program allows you to get a few perks and to, you know, whether it's a commercial-free podcast or all kinds of other little perks there at the AMP program, and to help Free Talk Live spread the ideas of liberty far and wide. It, really, when it comes down to how successful Free Talk Live has been, it's the amplifiers. amp.freetalklive.com. Shane in Alberta. Shane?
Hey, how are you doing?
All's well.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear you're still on the air, even though the sad news about Ian. I generally only listen to the podcast.
Okay.
The easiest way for me to listen to it. You're not really on the air up here, unfortunately.
No. Getting on the air in Canada is nigh impossible.
Mm. Yeah, I bet. It's pretty shut down up here. But I've been listening over the last month, and you had mentioned that there was a couple shows there. You were talking about, you know, the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. And I had actually just finished reading a book that I think that you would find incredibly fascinating. It's called The Last Train from Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually this writer who's gone out and got all the last surviving survivors from Hiroshima and got all their accounts. Some of the fascinating things that I found out was, there were actual double survivors of both atomic bombs.
Are you kidding me?
No, it blew me away. The closest place for people to go after Hiroshima was Nagasaki.
The last
train from Hiroshima was pulling into Nagasaki when the bomb went off.
The last
train of survivors. Wow. And he goes into the scientific, I guess, description of how, what you would see if you, like, millisecond by millisecond, what you would see if you saw these bombs going off, and it absolutely floored me. At first, you know, I thought, you know, maybe these are good deterrents, but now they're absolutely horrific. Horrific what these things do. Like, I'm not too sure what the newest creation of these
something a lot worse.
Yeah.
Probably a lot worse, I would imagine, so it can't get any better.
Right. Nuclear weapons are, and these are obviously atomic weapons, but nuclear weapons are such a dilemma for me in the liberty community. I believe people have the right to possess weapons. However, I don't think you have the right to possess a weapon that can only wipe out huge land masses. You can't kill an aggressor with a nuclear weapon. You can only kill an aggressor and a whole bunch of people around them. And so, therefore, I would have to say that a possession of a nuclear weapon is aggression against your neighbor because it's a threat. And but how do you get rid of them? They don't go away. Me wishing them away doesn't make them go away. And even if I did, the technology exists in someone's mind, and they all went away, somebody would create one tomorrow. You know,
I think literally, if everybody read this book, we wouldn't have nuclear bombs again. I swear. I mean, some of the trust, they call the grass people. The force of these bombs is so bad that it embedded blades of grass into people, and they were running around like looking like they had fur, but it was like embedded grass. One guy who was a child at the time says he has nightmares every night because he hears the clickety clack, and it sounded like someone was smacking a stick, and then actuality it wasn't a stick, it was a guy running by without feet. It was just him running on his own.
That's all.
And stories of like horses with no flesh that lived for days and days, and like I was absolutely floored. And I you know, it will really change some people, like anybody's mind, if they read that book.
And not only that, but then they don't want to read it.
No, if you're already against it, I mean, no problems. Don't read it. I mean, but if you think that these things are a good idea at all, and these people had, you know, they were talking to people that didn't want to be in the war. They didn't want to be there. They were trying their best to stay out of it, but they got bombed anyway.
Yeah, we had a caller call in who had apparently been a curator or something, worked at a museum in Guam on a Saturday night, and basically, you know, made the absurd statement that essentially every man, woman, and child in Japan was a mind-numbed robot that believed that the emperor was the only, you know, son of God or whatever, and that Japan was the great nation that must rule the world. Just incredible craziness, the idea that everybody believes the same thing on a given landmass, and somehow those people, they all must die. I mean, this is how you do it. Once you say they, and you put them all in one big category, those people, they think this, or they act this way. You've started.
Yeah, do all Americans think the same thing or act the same way? No.
Right. And
absolutely not.
Even when you can say groups, even when you can come up with sort of statistical, analysis, you don't get the whole picture. I understand why people generalize, but generalizations are pretty dangerous things.
They only go so far, and they can be unhelpful.
They can be unhelpful in a lot of ways. And I think that, Shane, you've just talked about how many ways that the generalizations can be unhelpful.
You guys have
just made a generalization about Canadians by saying a
book. I have no idea what you're talking about. Shane, if you don't call me Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, you hate me.
That's okay, Manwich.
Thanks for the call.
So, yeah.
For those that don't get the joke, Manwich was my previous name on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's been around for, well, many years, since 2002, and when I started on Free Talk Live, I didn't want people to know my real name because I sold ads on the radio, and then I'm on the radio, and I didn't want my persona to in any way, whether it's my political beliefs or whether it's, whatever kind of absurd jokes I make about gender, you know, drugs, or whatever it was that we talked about. I didn't want that to affect my business, so I had a nom de plume, as it were, a nom de guerre, by being I don't know what the French word is for radio, but
radio.
a pseudonym of some sort, and it was Manwich, and I just kind of made it up one day. I think I heard it on the radio. Somebody said that would be a good name for a radio host. Manwich, that's interesting. Actually, my co-host Ian, who is we're on day 25 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, he didn't know what Manwich was. He didn't know that it was a tasty, tangy tomato treat that is mixed with hamburger to create a name brand Sloppy Joe. he just thought it was a man sandwich, and he thought it might be a gay reference at the same time. He wasn't entirely sure.
Interesting.
So he went on this way for months, calling me manwich, not really knowing what it, or caring for that matter what it meant. But
didn't manwich the brand like get into some trouble a while back because they had these commercials that were like something about the commercials was like, I don't know, too violent or something. Like, people would get smacked in the face with manwiches.
I don't know.
And it was, like, women getting smacked in the face. And speaking of gender, like, people were getting offended about that.
Right. It's okay that guys get smacked in the face. This is interesting. Do you remember the terrible Terry Tate commercials from Reebok?
No.
This is the office linebacker.
No.
So, the only hubbub they created was the hubbub about him tackling women in the office. I mean, Terrible Terry Tate spent a lot of time tackling a lot of people in this office, and most of them were men. And it's hilarious. Go watch, if you have not seen these Terrible Terry Tate videos in their entirety, and there are several, but the first one's really, really the best. The office linebacker, you haven't seen anything until you've seen this. It's one of these great internet things that's kind of lost in the ages. But he would, you know, tackled a couple of women in this, and for whatever reason, the women tackling is bad and the men tackling is not. And here, once again, you have one of these gender stereotypes. It's completely overlooked because it's men that get the short end of the stick, and it's okay that they get it. You get it?
I get it. I don't know. Anyone tackling anyone doesn't really appeal to me. I don't like football to begin with.
We're going to watch Terrible Terry Tate here in a minute because Terrible Terry Tate is hilarious. In it, the premise is that
we'll have to see how it pans out.
Yeah, this office, and I can't remember what it is, but it's some funny name, hires an office linebacker, and the suggestion is that somehow this makes sense, that you could hire a guy that would use basically brute force in
a
terrible way.
In the corporate world and stuff
to enforce the rules. Jim, you know you have to have a cover sheet on your TPS reports. Biatch! And then he slaps him in the face with a paper or something like that. And it's just...
I don't find those things funny anymore.
I'm telling you, this is truly well done. I mean, this is real top-rate comedy, and it's worth seeing, in my opinion. But, you know, what do I know? Just Big Daddy Rhino Schwann. And?
It's Stephanie.
Free Talk Live. Check us out at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.